NBC5's Marianne Ahern has been reporting from the Vatican for Channel 5. She joins us now from Rome, where we're told she's waiting to have lunch with the Pope. Marianne?
I am directly outside of where the Pope is having lunch. We just happened on it. There's a small crowd waiting to see him. If he happens to come out, I may hang up on you. Sorry, Bob.
I'll understand.
But, yes. He is visiting with some of his Augustinian priest friends. Apparently, this is the routine. He would have lunch here often, and so he has arrived for lunch. Mm-hmm. And we sure would like to get a great glimpse of him, so we'll let you know. But we've had a very good morning today. We met with three of his dear friends from New Lenox. One of the three came on Tuesday, just said she couldn't stand that she was watching it all from Chicago. So she was in the square Thursday when he was named. The other two have arrived since then, and they have been able to chat with Pope Leo. They met him briefly on Sunday, and it said they told him about all the memes. He had not seen them, and he did think they were quite funny. So if you're hearing a little drizzle in the air, there is a little bit of a rain falling, but a crowd is forming outside of this seminary school as they're wondering just how soon Pope Leo might come out.
Marianne, you've covered a few new popes in your time. How is this different? Is the Vatican doing anything they haven't done before as far as dealing with the press and the public?
I would say 12 years ago when it was Francis, he also had what we saw yesterday, this meeting. They called it a press conference, and oh man, I thought it was a real press conference, but not quite. He did not take questions, but he did have strong remarks for journalists and did shake hands of about 30 or 40. Perhaps you saw that he shook Lester Holt's hand, knew, of course, who he was, talked a little bit to him about Chicago, and then he walked through the crowd, but not really a give and take press conference that we've seen before.
He told Lester that he is not going to Chicago or anywhere for a while. Was that it?
He did not. He said, do you think we will see you in the United States anytime soon? And he said no. So we shall see. I do know that we've seen reports that Ukrainian President Zelensky has asked him to come there. Whatever his first trip would be one of significance, a symbol of what his priorities are. So that would not be surprising necessarily, since he has called for peace. As well, perhaps Peru. He deeply feels as if that is part of his home, as he's spent some 20 to 25 years there and has a dual passport. But I don't think we will see him immediately in Chicago or in the United States.
I saw where some guy in the crowd managed to get into that press briefing and got the Pope to sign a baseball, and the Pope said Cubs or Sox, because the guy mentioned he was a Chicago fan. So we know the Pope's a baseball fan, that's for sure.
We sure do. In fact, get this, the Sox-Cubs game on Friday will be played live at a bar here in Rome, and you can bet we're going to be there. We are definitely going to be there. And last night at dinner, we actually ran into someone from Chicago who came over to our table who was a Cubs fan and said, well, maybe we can still work on it with the Pope.
you know what I find interesting? All of the memes and the merchandising and the jokes on social media, and then we're hearing these stories about the Pope being a baseball fan, and you start thinking he's a very casual kind of man. But listening to him talk, people close to him talk about him, he is really quite serious, isn't he?
He is very serious, very, very bright. He is a canon lawyer. This is someone who had been accepted to Harvard Law and chose instead to go to the priesthood, several post-college degrees after Villanova. thoughtful. You can hear in his remarks, and obviously there are people that help at this point in writing some of those, but I would think that he would be someone that would sign off on anything that he says.
Yeah.
Yes, his resume is impressive.
I know when he was walking through the crowd, there were some people yelling, Cubs or Sox, and he was just ignoring them completely. That's what made me think, you know what, he's not a jokester. So the official installation is when, Marianne?
The official installation will be Sunday at 10 a.m. Rome time. We will be playing a very special one-hour report on Sunday as well, putting together on NBC5 all that we've done over the past 2 weeks, being here for the conclave from the South Side to the Sistine. We're going to have the whole story for you on Sunday morning and play it. Of course, it'll be online for everyone to watch it anytime they'd like to.
And one more thing, Marianne, I'm reading about the Pope's brother and his questionable posts and memes on social media, and I start thinking, do we have another Billy Carter situation here? You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't think so. I thought his brother was a former principal of a school on the Chicago South Side. I do think he's, someone who's genuine. He certainly answered the questions we asked him. I did say to him, has your brother told you to be careful in speaking to us? And he said, oh, yes. Oh, yes,
mm-hmm.
He has.
I bet.
And when we finished the interview, he said to me, did I do okay? I said, you did just fine. You did just fine.
Marianne Ahern, NBC5. Watch later tonight, and she'll tell you about the pasta she'll be sharing with the Pope in just a little while there in Rome. Thank you, Marianne. Appreciate your time
this
morning.
Bob.
Take care.